Zakta Mishnah Vayter Masechtas Bava Basra Perig Dalid Mishnah Hey. We learned in the previous Mishnah that a merchatz and a beis habad, a bathhouse and an olive press, don't automatically come along with the chatzar. Then the Mishnah will give us some more details. Hamoicher is beis habad. If someone does sell the beis habad, the place where they press olives and they get the oil out of it, mocher es hayam. So here's what's included. Included in the sale is like the stone vat. The vat is like the big tub where you keep the olives when you press them. V'yes ha-mamol. Mamol is the stone that's used to crush down on the olives. The more you break up the olives, the more oil you get out of it. V'yes ha-psulais. These are the poles, the Bat Tanura explains, that holds up the beam that comes down on the olives when they're pressed. Now, the vat, meaning this tub, and these poles, they're connected to the ground. This whole olive press is like a building. Because they're connected to the ground, therefore they're included in the sale. What about the mamo? What about the stone that comes down on the olives? That's not connected to the ground. So the Rishbam says, well, that was like such an important part of the beis habad, of the olive press, that people didn't take it from one press to another. And therefore, even though it's not physically connected to it, but it's considered part of it. Now, what's not included in the sale of the beis habad? He didn't sell the boards that are used to cover the olives. Now, these boards didn't just cover the olives. It like pressed down on them to make sure that it's even. That's a galgal. There was a wheel through this wheel that would raise and lower the beam. It was a heavy beam. That isn't automatically included. V'yes ha-koira, nor the beam itself. The poles that hold up the beam are included in the beis habad, but not the beam itself. Selling the beis habad doesn't mean you sold the beam. However, bizman sha'amalayhu v'chol ma shebetoichai, but if the one who's selling this beis habad said to the buyer, I'm selling you the beis habad, I'm selling you the whole building over here of the olive press and everything that is inside it, harei kulan mechur, and then all these things are sold. Rabbi Eliezer says, Hamoicher beis habad, if someone sells an olive press, macher es hakayra, the beam is included. At the end of the day, says Rabbi Eliezer, it's the beam that crushes the zeisim, that's the main part of the zayis, and therefore, although it's bechlal, not connected, according to Rabbi Eliezer, it's included in the sale. So we learned in our mission, if someone sells an olive press, included in that sale is the tub that holds the olives during pressing, the stone that's used to crush the olives before they are placed into the press. What actually happened was the olives were crushed in a machteshes. We learned about that earlier in Mishnah Gimel. The stone crushed the olives in this machteshes, and this is even before they were placed into the press. So that's included. The poles that hold up the beam that's lowered down on the olives is included. But the boards that are placed on top of the olives to even it out is not included. Or the wheel that's used to raise and lower the beam, that's not included. And according to the Tanakhama, the beam itself is not included. The beam that comes down on the olives to kvetch it, so that the oil comes out. Unless the seller said, "Hu v'chol ma shebetoichai," then it's all included. Rabbi Eliezer holds that the beam, which is really the main thing, that's what's used to, that's the main presser on the olives, is included in the sale of the beis habad, in the sale of the olive press.